edit my pictures to make my waist look slimmer, make my ass look bigger so that I'm someone you aspire to. Let me in your algorithm, please. I know I'll only be important if I'm someone you would like, follow, share, and subscribe to. If you're thirsty like me, make some pity with some self-hate. Stir it up, then add 12 ounces of rosé. How I make the glass half empty and drink it down. Close words and the insecurities, here lies a sorry little soul. She doesn't even know what to pray for. Still just a heartbroken bitch. But I traded the back of the nightclub I did for the bathroom floor. I wish I could call my ex. He would know just what to say. He don't say nothing at all now. Killing overseas, killing ourselves. Suicide, government lies, discrimination, hating ourselves. Why hope, why keep going, why try, why?
Genesis 1 verse 3, I'll dry my eyes. The only thing which darkness cannot coexist is the light.
She's like the cinema, in the mirror. The devil works hard.
Five, six, seven. Yeah, we're still here. Live radio. We're just queuing up some Astros, and we've got the new album on vinyl, so we're like scrambling around because we want to play the actual vinyl, but then we also have new music from the album that nobody's ever heard. What do you want to do?
We're playing Just Around the Corner.
All right, let's go.
Andy from the Astros, right there, CFRC. We are live on air. And Andy from the Astros, you are here with us.
How's it going, live. Guys?
Do we look composed this morning or do we a little bit frantic? Because I'm
the same way.
Are
There's
you?
A lot going on. So
I think it's excited. Like, it's excited butterflies too. But yeah, like, well, you got a big weekend ahead of you.
We do. We've got a big show at the Broom Factory. It's our album release show. Our album comes out tonight at midnight, which is really huge too. And yeah, it's the biggest show we've ever put on. So lots going on in these last couple of days to make sure we've got it.
But also, you guys aren't first timers to this, right? This is the third time
yes.
that we're having an Astros album come out.
Yes. Yeah. So we're super excited. We feel like this is our strongest album. We feel like it's our most sincere and the most reflective of the four of us. So the putting out the album part is easy. That's the really exciting part. We're definitely not new, but we're certainly the most excited about this one.
And we've been able to see this process like in real time. Like we went from, oh, this is going to be the Astros denim era to like, it's going to be kind of country. And then we could hear the slides and stuff come out on this few singles. So like, how did it evolve over time?
It went through so many different changes. The album went through, like, it's interesting because it's probably the fastest an album's ever come together for us. Even though it felt like a while that we hyped it up, it really only was about almost 2 years, just a little bit under 2 years to write and then put it out. But over the course of that time, we started and we were like, we want it to be twangy. And we had a few, I guess I can just say them all now. We had like a song called Damn, which we're going to play today. A song called Passing Through and Sad Cowboy were kind of like the first three songs written for this album. And they kind of had like this slide twangy feel to them. So we're like, that's what we got to do next. And then as we were writing more of that, it just wasn't working at first. So we sort of wrote some other songs. That's where like VCR that we put out last summer came from. And the album was under like a whole different name. And it was this different idea. And then we were like, this sucks. And we scrapped it. And then we wrote Bullseye. And that kind of like cracked how to do the twangy stuff again. And then it just became an interesting mixture between these kind of like really blown up sort of like indie rock songs and these twang songs and finding its own sound. And a lot of that came from just naturally being like, we need songs that people want to hear live and that still feel like reflective of us live. And then in the studio, we just kind of trusted our instincts more than we have on like any other album.
And like, we've heard a lot of these songs live and mm-hmm. still it was a bit of a surprise to hear them on the record, because like there's a kind of song that works live when you have the energy going and everything's kind of going crazy. And anyone who's seen you guys will know that. But then like when you sit and listen to the record, it's still such a good listen. And I found that like Bullseye, for example, because that was the one that I had for like a week last week or so. And like, it really just grows on you. Like you sit with those songs and then they'll come back. Those melodies will come back into your head. So it's like, it's also a really good listen.
Thank you. Especially the Bullseye point. Like that one is probably my favorite song on the album, if not like in the top two. And it was definitely like one of those songs where we kind of knew when we put out MVP, it's pretty reflective of us. So we sort of knew roughly what the reception was going to be like, but Bullseye was a bit more like, are people going to be into this? And we sort of had that same thing happen to us where a lot of people sort of came back 2-3 days afterwards and they were like, this is great. I really am enjoying this, or just sort of like it had grown on them, which was a really like great feeling, because we definitely felt like it was that kind of song. It wasn't something that putting it out on a first listen you'd love.
So I think when we were first listening to it, we heard the slide, right? Like we heard the slide. Yeah. So I think when a band brings a slide in, how do you know when there's too much slide and you're like, I want to just play this all the time? And because it must be exciting, but also kind of dangerous to bring a slide in. What's that like?
That's an unbelievable question, because I'm sure we've had so many conversations being like, I want a lap steel on every song and I want it to be like this. And I'm sure there was a version of this album for a week where it was lap steel on every song and we totally thought it was going to be like that. It just came down to like I sort of said before, we trusted our instincts more on this album and we really enjoyed, there's like quite a few moments on this album that we love that are our favorite moments, but they only happen once in the song or they're only there for very, very brief moments. And that was sort of something we knew, like it had to be like that. We couldn't just overdo it. I feel like we're a band that really loves to overdo it sometimes. And on this one, we were like, we just want it to feel like each part in the song and these special moments feel special because of where they are and because of how long they are. So the lap steel was very much that sort of like discussion of like, it can only be here in these brief moments where it feels like it's natural in the song and feels like it's earned. And we just sort of discussed, like, it just felt, we just did it where we knew it had to be. And same with like, there's a banjo on a song and harmonica on a couple. And it was sort of like, there's a part of us that wanted that on every song and to make a full country album, but that's not what this album should have been. And I'm glad we didn't do that.
But that's what it is that keeps people coming back, right? Those little moments, which you just want to like that play over and over again in your head, but you want to go back and listen to a song for those 3 seconds, for those 4 seconds, mm-hmm. although obviously the whole album is really good, like on its own as well. But it definitely must have been tricky because, like, you guys, when you had Sci-Fi Radio come out, there was a very set look and a very certain vibe, like with the images, with the visuals and all that stuff. So then to like get people to dissociate that image and like that sound from you guys and go into something so different, it would have been tricky, right?
It's funny because putting the album together is probably the fastest it's ever come together and the most natural. Putting together the visuals was like a nightmare and an awful experience for like a month and a half. Because when we were writing it, we always kind of knew that this album was supposed to feel down to earth, denim, as you said, and like sunsets and sort of what it looks like now. But there was a moment where we totally felt that like, well, the last album was colorful and we're colorful. We have to do this again. And there was a day where we shot a video in the jumpsuits again. And then we got those pictures back and we sort of saw that footage and they were really, really cool because our photographer is so talented. But we're like, this album has a sonic identity, but it doesn't have a visual identity anymore. It just looks the same as the last jumpsuit, except we're older and we have like bad beards and like we just look worse in these now than we did before. So we kind of had this like, we have to strip it back and start over. And then it was just the same as like trusting our instincts of like, this album has to look different. It has to match this. Like I said, it has to have a visual identity. So we just sort of stopped using all the crutches we usually use of like our pink, blue and yellow colors and the flashy jumpsuits. And we sort of were just like, this is how it's going to be. And it's still in there. Like all of our little things are still in there. But it definitely was, it was the most fun too, because it felt very sincere. It felt like the four of us hanging out rather than the four of us in costumes this time around.
And you talked about the visuals, you talked about the sunsets. We should say we've got a vinyl copy of this album right here, and that's basically the album cover.
Mm-hmm. It's just us running off into the sunset, which is kind of exactly what it needed to be.
No text, nothing of that sort.
Nope, not at all.
And so let's talk about the vinyl and the shows, because you guys are going to be playing on Saturday. It's basically an album launch show.
It is.
You guys at the Sugar Pills, it's a great lineup.
It
sounds like one of the best shows that's going to be happening this weekend. And will you have the vinyl over there? Because we have, I guess, almost like a test pressing at this point, but like the orange vinyl, right?
Yeah. So we will have the vinyl for sale. It's on, we're calling it Sunset Orange Vinyl. And it's totally going to be for sale at this show. It's the, like I said a bit earlier, it's the biggest show we've ever put on. We're super excited. We've kind of brought in some help from some other local bands to fill out. So for the first time ever, we're a 7-piece on stage. We've got Thomas Draper from Oak Ridge Avenue is playing all those lap steel parts we talked about earlier. We've got Max Tinline from The Wilderness playing keys instead of guitar this time around. And then Devin Pierce from The Backsteps doing additional percussion like conga, shaker. So we're definitely, there's not a single thing on the album that you won't hear live this time around, which is so exciting. It's a full band, full unit. It's going to be a good time.
That's amazing. That's a full Kingston experience, isn't it?
I think so.
We'll go out with one song from the album. People can find the stuff out here. Just Around the Corner is the album title. What's Just Around the Corner for the Astros as we go out with one last song?
Ooh. Right now, my brain is fully on Saturday, and then afterwards, we're fully focused on, as much as we love Kingston, going to meet some new friends, taking this record to some people, like I said, making new friends and you know, finding our way in some other cities as well.
Okay, that's great. So people can find all that stuff, but we're going to go out with Damn, right?
Damn,
it's the Caroline Polachek song is in my head right now, but I like this one. I really like this one. So let's hear it. Andy, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks,
the Astros.
Stop and think about what you said. It doesn't much matter, but now I'm dead. I'm gonna go and hit the bar. I'm as
first words out of her mouth will be, damn, love that you've done with the place, with the exception of having to look you in the face and say I'm better off without you. That's just not true. About what I said, it doesn't much matter, but I'm in my head. You can't keep saying that you can't pretend to like it, 'cause you did a pretty good job last night. Now I'm crawling right back. How pathetic is that? So I'll go on back. It's the and I'm freezing. How can I sit around and just be sorry for myself? If I know that the first words out of her mouth will be, damn. With the exception of having to look you in the face and say I'm glad to stay on this side. Thank you.
and I'm small, so I deal with the facts now.
Well, rock stars are busy. We were waiting for Justin from the Blue Stones to call us on the Indie Wake Up Call. If he can't, that's okay. It's something that happens occasionally. He's got to get ready for his set at Oceaga. That's totally fine. But they'll be on Sunday at 2 p.m. And we're going to be there at the Coors Light Mountain Stage. Don't forget a rain poncho.
Yes,
like
for sure.
Little like rain poncho. You're going to need that. But then if it's really hot, you're like, I'm dying in the rain poncho. But yeah, be ready for that.
Good what to
else?
Have it.
What else are you going to pack?
I have a lot of stuff I want to see. I'm not there on the Friday, so I can't see Tudor Cinema Club. I think they are playing on the Friday. But I'm really excited, like I said, to see Ray. I'm very excited to, you know, obviously I think the big hitters are there for a reason. So yeah. Green Day and all that, I'm really excited for that.
So just for a second here, and we're talking about Tudor Cinema Club, and that's fine, we're going to do that. I was talking about Melissa Auftemar. I was when we had the Booker for Oceaga on earlier. Yes. I was like, okay, does Melissa Auftemar currently live in Montreal? Because I think she's one of the coolest people ever, and she was in the Smashing Pumpkins, which takes me to, I don't think the Smashing Pumpkins are getting enough play here. I feel that their catalog is so strong. I've only seen them once, and they were so loud, and this was outdoors. They were so loud, I felt like my organs moving inside of my chest, and I had to get away from the stage. I've never done that before. Like, the people with me were like, what's going on? I think it was more like a sound issue, but oh my God, it was so loud. And I will be for Smashing Pumpkins, 100% on board. And I think I'm going to go back and listen to the catalog.
Loud and outdoors.
So yeah, the Green Day, Smashing Pumpkins, Rancid people, Gen X, go do your thing.
Yeah. The one that I think is going to be a surprise hit, at least it has been at festivals in the UK, Confidence Man, Australian duo. They just go crazy live. They're like, it's partly us falling apart and partly just putting on a really outgoing out performance. And I think they're one to watch on the festival stages.
Yeah. And are you going to get there early each day?
Oh, yeah.
Like, early is like first bands out at 2 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
That's not so bad.
Like I said, right? No Waves, DVTR, all bands who are playing around that sort of 2 to 4 o'clock slot. We're going to try and go out for those months.
Yeah, it's really important. We are the Indie Wake Up Call, after all. Mm-hmm. Sponsored by Black Dog Hospitality. Thank you for sponsoring the show, Black Dog. And we are going to Oceaga this weekend, in case you didn't know. I'm getting on the train later today and just taking in all the Montreal. What do we want to play next?
Let's play a little bit of the Linda Lindas. Maybe also a bit of Mannequin Pussy, who are on the Friday and also are a band to really watch for.
And if Justin calls us from the Blue Stones, we win. And if he doesn't, we still love him. It's okay. We'll see him on Sunday anyway. So all good things. All right, let's go. More of Tudor Cinema Club.
Oh, yeah. And then we'll go into Linda Lindas, who are on the Yoga track. So, hey.
Oh, my God. Yoga Abba Cabba. That's a whole episode. We'll do that next
week. Next week.
We need Hayden back for that.
Yes,
okay.
Tune back in.
Okay.
Falling down is fun, now I can't stop. Wait it out, I tell myself soon everyone will be gone. It's the loneliness that makes me think this way. It's the loneliness that I could never. Game.
I've got to leave and so have both of us because we're almost at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, and I'm getting on that train for Oceaga later on this afternoon, heading up to Montreal. Okay. I'm excited for you. We'll be there. We'll watch us on our Instagram.
Yes.
Indie Wake Up Call. We'll be there giving you all the updates. Mm-hmm. All right, what do we got next?
So this was Confidence Man. If you're up there on, I think, Sunday, you've got to check them out.
I'm going.
Because they've been really hyped on the festival stages. Do a great afternoon DJ set.
You convinced me.
We'll go in for some Sleater Kinney. Brand new album. Sounds really good. Some T-Pain because you were talking about
T-Pain. We've got to play some T-Pain.
Hype, right?
All right. We'll be back next Thursday. But yeah, watch us on Instagram and we're going to be announcing our winners on our Instagram story mm-hmm. for those Astros
tickets. For those Astros tickets.
All right.
For now, bye. Here we go. Out.
Needlessly wired to a head, thank you, as a company style. last night, so I went to the club.
So I went to the club.
Put on a fresh white suit and a mini coupe, sitting on dubs.
Sitting on dubs.
I'm just looking for somebody to talk to and show me some love.
Show me some love.
If you know what I mean. Uh-uh. Everybody jacking me as soon as I stepped in the spot.
I stepped in the spot.
200 in the building, ain't none of them hot.
Ain't none of them hot.
Except for this pretty young thing that was working all the way at the top.
All the way at the top.
Shouted, what is her name?
Ooh, she made us drinks to drink.
We drunk and
got drunk and man, I think
she thinks I'm cool.
She gave me a wink, I wink back. And then I think that we hit it off something proud.
So I'm feeling all good inside.
All good inside.
Feel like I put some brand new 24s on a brand new ride.
On a brand new ride.
Triple shot of Patron on the rocks with a little bit of lime.
With a little bit of lime.
I'm just keeping it real. Uh-huh. Baby still working at the club, so I'm getting in free.
So I'm getting in free.
Wednesday night I'm on the list. T-Pain plus three.
T-Pain plus three.
Every time I hit the spot, baby girl, taking care of me.
Taking care of me. How do you think I feel?
Ooh, she made us drinks to drink.
We drunk and
got drunk.
And now I know
she thinks I'm cool.
She gave me a wink, I wink back. And then I think that we gon' have fun at my spot tonight.
Doing tricks free, we're burnt out.
Free, we're burnt out.
Got a pass in your side that's empty, wanting it to be your spot.
Be your spot.
Put you on my billboard, we can act like the charts. I can end up on top.
And I end up on top.
Don't smoke, don't drink, that's why. Don't be by the bar, baby.
Baby.
Just